Gil Shaham is making a very, very welcome return to Baltimore, this time as part of the Shriver Hall concert series. Returning to that series, he has performed there several times, and we are so happy to have him back. And this will be a concert at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, February the 23rd, on the Johns Hopkins Homewood campus. I have in the WBJC studio the Shriver Hall concert series executive director, Stephen Jacobson. Always wonderful to welcome back old friends to the series.
Absolutely, and thanks so much for having me in your studio today.
It's always a pleasure. And this is, in a sense, sort of part two of a concert that Gil Shaham presented some years ago, isn't it?
That's correct. Back in March 2011, Gil Shaham came to the series for a solo recital of all Bach unaccompanied sonatas and partitas, and he did three of them. And at that time, we thought we were quite lucky to have this great artist performing those works for us. And we thought, well, we'll probably never have that again. But sure enough, we were able to work out that he comes back to us this season with the balance of the unaccompanied partitas and sonatas by Bach.
And there's sort of the violin answer to the unaccompanied cello suites, right?
Absolutely. They utilize all of the techniques that are so wonderfully shown in the Bach cello suites, the use of chords, the use of harmony on a solo violin.
That really is what is so extraordinary about them. I mean, one thinks of Bach essentially as a keyboard player, but of course he was a string player as well. And what is so remarkable about all of these string works that we've been talking about is how he makes them more than just one line. I mean, it's almost uncanny how he manages to build up such a full harmonic range.
Absolutely, and he does it by utilizing what we call double stops and triple stops and even quadruple stops, which are the technique of playing more than one string at a time. But that's a very difficult technique and it's unsustainable. So what he also does is he fools us and tricks our ear by implying harmony, and that's a really wonderful thing that Bach does in these works. It's just incredible.
And it's so difficult, of course, that for many, many years they were just regarded as studies, weren't they?
Absolutely. They were approached, I think, back in the early 20th century as really etudes, practice works that you use to develop your technique. And then some performers started realizing that these have such an incredible performance value and musical value that they've made their way to the main stage, and they've never lost that spot since.
And of course, I mean, with somebody like Gil Shaham, who is just such a consummate artist, it's just going to be an absolute treat to hear him. These are works of Bach for solo violin with Gil Shaham as part of the Shriver Hall concert series, and that will be Sunday, 5:30 p.m., February the 23rd, on the Johns Hopkins Homewood campus. For more information, the web address is shriverconcerts.org. It's been my pleasure to be speaking with the series executive director, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks as always, Stephen. Great to see you.
Thank you, and happy listening.